Hey everybody, today I have an interview that I'm super excited about. It is Ashley Thurman of Loom Denim on Instagram, the queen of scrap yarn, and also one of the co-founders of Fibershare, which y'all know is one of my favorite things. I got on a t-shirt and everything. So she's going to be joining us for our gin and spin conversation today, even though it's a middle of the day. I think we both have little children that we were trying to get naps, so it's the middle of the day nap edition of Gin and Spin, and it's a really great interview. We talk a lot about how Fibershare got started and how she got into spinning and her weaving. And it's just, like I said, this was an interview that was kind of, when I first started doing these, I was like, that would be amazing if we could ever talk to Ashley, because we've been friends online, and getting to actually talk with her was wonderful. So I hope you enjoyed this interview as much as I did, and hopefully we can get her back on. So if y'all have any particular questions for Ashley that I did not cover in this one, please comment below and I will make sure I link them to her, and we will maybe get back on here and do it again. So without further ado, here's Ashley. We have this record. Okay, yes, we're recording. Now we're recording. So welcome, Ashley Thurman, and I am super excited to finally get to pick your brain on all of this. And like I said, the general proceedings on this is it's called Gin and Spin, even though there's not any gin. We currently have Coke Life because I'm trying to like wake up.
So
I was originally doing these more at night when it was just me, and but yeah, now it seems like if I have gin at like 1:30, I'll really be asleep. So it's gonna be Coke and not gin. But I think I actually have this where there's decent light. So I usually, and look, I have on my Fibershare t-shirt, so I can be a total fangirl. Yeah. Well, I really, this is a great t-shirt, and I'm super t-shirt picky. So if you are also t-shirt picky, I recommend it. And so I'm going to get the camera where you can actually, I pretty much just spin and then ask you lots of questions, but feel free to show us what you were working on. But I just, I would love to know kind of how you got started. I know you are, I feel like most people know you, and I feel silly, like I can't really introduce you because like more people know you than know me. But I feel like most people...
Silly.
No, I'm not at all. Like I said, I definitely feel like it needs to be the other way around. But most people know you through Fibershare, but or they might know Fibershare, but not know that you are, you know, thanks to all the Instagram handles, nobody ever knows who anybody is. You are one of the co-founders of Fibershare, right?
Right, yes.
And
well, actually,
how did
yeah.
that start?
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, how did that start? It's such a big, well-known thing. I would love to know how that got going.
Yeah, so I think it was late 2015, I actually was weaving on Instagram. That was my main gig. Wasn't like making super duper sales, but I was really just reaching out a lot, connecting with other people. Around the world, basically. And I actually connected with a woman named Cherry, who lives in Australia. And one night she messaged me and she said, hey, I've been thinking like we should swap. Maybe we should get some more people together to swap. And then that's really the moment that Fibershare got started. And me and Cherry actually organized the first round, which was in late 2015, and it was very informal. Basically, we just messaged we invited 14 weavers from across the world, and 7 people actually decided to go ahead and sign up. And it was very, we did all of the communication through Instagram. I think at that time we just said 100 grams of yarn and fiber was the, you know, baseline requirements. And really that was the only, we didn't have a website, we didn't have Instagram, and we just started doing it.
And then
that's really
it just
how I got
took
started.
Off.
Yeah. Once people got like started to find us, find out what we were doing, they were like, how can we sign up for the next round? Is there, you know, how can we do this? And so that was when we actually, it was me and Cherry from Australia at the time. We invited Beth Meyer and Rainey Williams. Beth Meyer is Swift and Bloom on Instagram. And Rainey Williams, it's Rainey Owens now from The Unusual Pair. We invited her as well. And then I think the next round, Cherry was with us, and then she decided to, she had some things, you know, personal stuff going on. So she decided to leave at that time. And then we had a few more rounds with me, Beth, and Rainey. And then after that, Rainey, she has an awesome business now selling weaving looms and fiber and stuff in Australia. And she just got so big that she decided to move on from fiber share as well. So now it's just me and Beth.
Very cool. It seems like such a huge endeavor. Like, I actually sat around and tried to, like, as a fiber share participant, like, wondered how in the world y'all do it, and I can't ever come up with it. So I feel like I tell everybody, and we have like a Facebook group, and like, you know, I send out a bunch of emails, and I'm all like, fiber share is coming. And like, so I think I've definitely corrupted a few people, and I always have to explain it. And they're like pen pals for grown-ups, but with fiber or yarn.
It's the best thing.
it is. It's the absolute best thing. So would you say you were primarily a weaver then? Because when I think of you, I think of like the, you know, madam of all scrap yarn.
Yeah, so I started out weaving. I actually studied it in college. I think it was well over 11 years ago at this point. And
now, when did that happen? I know that feeling.
Right. Yeah, like overnight it feels like, oh my gosh, I've been out of school for what, 20 years? or something like that, you know, out of high school at least. And yeah, it just happened overnight. But basically, yeah, I started out as a weaver, and I didn't start sharing my work on social media until early 2015, I think. I took a very long break when my son was born, and then one night I was like really interested in doing something just for myself, because for so long I felt like I was devoting myself to being, you know, the mom, and I actually gave up art for a long time to pursue a degree in medical billing and coding. I actually got a job at a hospital, and before I left my job in May, I was actually in management. So yeah, it's just, I like totally just forgot what I was saying.
Well, no, but how you got back into weaving. No, that sounds like a super familiar story. Like, just from the bit we've messaged online and following you online, I felt like we have had a similar life. And do you have just the one son, or do you have multiple children?
I have a son. He is going to be 11 in March, and I have an almost 3-year-old. She'll be 3 in April.
Oh, watch out for 3.
So, yeah.
I have a 3-year-old right now.
I know.
I'm looking at the baby monitor thinking I need to go over there and yell at her so make her lay down, but yeah, no, I definitely know that was kind of how I started spinning when I was pregnant with the youngest, who's the 3-year-old, because I was real sick both pregnancies and I couldn't sleep. So I was just up like being really crazy and watching like all the Wes Anderson movies and making yarn and just getting weirder and weirder from like not sleeping. So that was how I started spinning. So I definitely, it's super easy to just lose yourself in the whole being a mother thing. But I think it's important to not do that, or you start forgetting who you are. So, well, that's...
And that was really how I started, is I just needed something, you know, just for me. And I guess I had completely forgotten, like, that whole previous world of being in college and like studying fiber arts, because I was actually scrolling through Instagram and just as one does late at night, mm-hmm. and I stumbled across another weaver on Instagram weaving on a frame loom, and I was like, I know how to do that. You know, like I've done this before, like I can do that. So I think it was the very next day I actually went to Lowe's and bought the stuff to make my own frame loom. And that was that. So then I started sharing my work on Instagram, and that's how I met the other weavers, and that's how FiberShare began. But as far as spinning goes, I didn't start that until I think it was 2 years ago.
Really? That's amazing.
Yeah. I was really bad at it for a long time, and I do want to like put a disclaimer out there. I am completely self-taught. I don't know if what I'm doing is correct.
I have that same exact disclaimer, and I like have videos on teaching people how to spin, and I'm always just like, guys, I don't know what I'm doing, but this makes yarn.
Right, it just feels right. So that's what, and I really just kind of fell in love with spinning. It's different for me, like with weaving, because with weaving, I'm constantly like in my head, does this look right? Does this look good? And, you know, pulling things back and changing my original design. But with spinning, like, it goes so fast, you have no time to really stop and think. So I can, like, lose myself more to the process with spinning. And that's really
I most like about spinning is that it is a great, I love yoga too, and they're both great practices, and just having to like do it and not think too much about it like at the time. So I think that's amazing. Well, FiberShare is, it's, y'all have got options on there for people I don't even know, rug hooking, and I mean, y'all have got FiberShare options for people that I'm not even sure what it is they're doing.
Yeah, we have 8 craft categories. To be honest, the biggest ones are knitting and crochet.
Really? It's called FiberShare. I feel like all my knitters and crocheters, I keep trying to talk into it because I'm like, they think that it's like just for spinners. I'm like, no, man, you're a crocheter. Yeah. Go do it. So, okay, see this justifies me, knitters and crocheters who are friends of mine.
Yeah, the majority of our signups are actually knitters, and then it's crochet, weaving, and then spinning is kind of the breakdown. And then we have 4 other categories, punch needling, felting, embroidery, and macrame. And those are smaller categories, of course, but there's still a lot of people that sign up under those.
That's awesome. Well, those are, people always ask me if I do like other things, and I'm like, no, I'm a very like, I make the yarn and I make things like out of the yarn, but that's where I live. I'm friends with weavers and stuff, but I'm not at this point a weaver. I admire it, and I have friends who do like the frame weaving, and then the big tapestry, like baby wrap weaving. One of my favorite people, Christina Mossad, who I've interviewed on here, she's real big in the baby wearing, the wraps world. I've sort of kidnapped her from that, and she does a lot of our dyeing. Also is one of our featured artists on my site, so she spins. But that's kind of how I know her, but like outside of that, like everybody else knows her from like weaving and baby wraps. So like I'm kind of the weirdo who I've like kidnapped her into other sections, but she's usually over in the weavers. But oh, that's amazing. Well, we have mutual friends that buy things from, I feel like I love your scrap yarn. And that was kind of a term that it's the perfect term for it. And I'm like you, where I was self-taught. So like, I'm pretty sure I've made scrap yarn, but I feel like you really like branded scrap yarn. Like how did that, because it's such a cool thing, and I really like, I hate waste, so, like, I love the idea that people send you, like, their yarn scraps, I guess just from, like, projects that they had leftovers from. Can you kind of tell me, like, how, just, this is purely selfish, like, I just want to know, like, how did that become such a big part of your artistic, like, outlet there? Because it's so cool, and I feel like that's what a lot of people think of when they think of you.
Yeah, so I had been exchanging with Beth Swift and Bloom. She's the co-host over at Fibershare. We exchanged one extra round. We actually exchange once a year now, which is something I look forward to every year. But she actually spun before she was known as Ugly Hank then. And
why is my screen? I think the light's freaking it out. We'll put it back on the wheel. There we go.
Okay. So yeah, she was Ugly Hank then. She actually sent me my first kind of experience with scrap yarn. She made it special only for people that she was gifting it to. I don't think she ever used any of it for herself. So she actually sent me some, and I just thought that it was the most amazing thing I had ever seen in my entire life. I mean, it was chunky, just full of so many different colors. And I knew at that moment I wanted to learn how to do it myself, because at the time I was a weaver and I had all these scraps, and you know how much yarn costs. It's crazy expensive to get the good stuff, you know, or to buy, you know, hand spun especially is expensive. So I just had all these scraps that I had saved up, just bags and bags and bags full of it. And so then I decided I wanted to try to learn scrap yarn, but there was only one problem. I did not know how to spin. So, you know, and I eventually found Spinolution. I wanted like a, you know, affordable spinning wheel just to learn on, and not too much of an investment that I would have to, you know, be out of all this money if I didn't like it. So I ended up getting a wheel from them and taught myself how to spin really simple two-ply yarn. And I didn't actually start spinning scrap yarn until several months later, when I felt like I had, you know, some knowledge to actually execute it. So then I just trial and error started incorporating scraps, and I've come to a system that works for me. I pretty much know how much yardage I'm going to be able to spin, you know, just because I've done it so many times.
And that's amazing. Well, it's such a, I love how much everybody, I feel like there's so many people, and it's a pretty easy jump to be like, I love spinning. I have all this yarn. Let me try to sell it, you know? And I feel like you really need to have like a specific thing that is your thing. And that's so your thing. Like, I'm saying this totally to myself, because like, I think besides like Goofy, I don't know what my thing would be. But you know, like, it's, I've always admired, like I said, it's so, like, you can see it and you're like, that's Ashley's. Like, you can always tell that it's yours. And then I, so, you know, so many people that do like the big breed studies with like the big chunky yarn, and then so many people are like all about lace weight, and like, so especially with helping people buy wheels as a Spinolution dealer, like I get to talk to so many people about like what type of yarn they like to spin, and I just love hearing like all the different types and styles that everybody does. But I just, like I said, I hate wasting stuff. Like, I've finally gotten both my kids to where they will bring the plastic sandwich bags home, because it was driving me crazy, because it was like two kids, two bags each. And I'm like, guys, we do not need to throw away this plastic bag that had like pretzels in it for an hour. Like, bring it home. So I just loved the idea that you were using, like, you know, kind of reclaiming yarn. I've used reclaimed, like, mill ends from fibers and like the sari silk, like reclaimed fiber. But yeah, the scrap yarn isn't something I've done, but I really admire it. So I was excited about picking your brain on that. And, well, I guess I don't want to keep you here all day, even though I'm sure I could talk you into, we'll have to, like I said, the last one, we had so many questions from my friend Tori, who knows so much about all the different breeds. We'll have to get her back on. But do you have any, like, upcoming, like, what's your, I'm assuming if people are want some scrap yarn, they could, is your Etsy shop the best place to go to get that?
Yeah, right now I'm selling all of my stuff on Etsy. So I have hand spun yarn, my scrap spinning service, and weavings, and just various pieces of art that I make. Cool. In there.
I will make sure to get that link, and when I get my act together, stick it in the description of this video. Let's see if I can get this up without the light blinking on me. There we go. But, so yeah, I will definitely, I'll get that link in there because I'm sure people, if they don't know what I'm talking about, I'll get that for FiberShare. And for this, I know this current FiberShare is closed because I'm getting my FiberShare package together right now.
I know.
So I know that this round is closed, and, when, I forget what the rotation is, when's the next FiberShare open?
Yeah, so we do them typically 3 times a year. I think the next one, you'll start hearing about it in May.
In May? Okay. Well, definitely, yeah. I always follow y'all, so then I start, like I said, sending out emails, because I think, like, everybody should do FiberShare. And
I think so, too!
I always click the, like, I don't care if it's international or domestic. I'm like, just surprise me! Like, I've equally enjoyed... I think one time I did put domestic, because, like, we were about to move, and we moved from Washington State to Tennessee, and I was just like, I can't deal with international right now.
I know it is a lot sometimes.
Yeah, no, I just but for the most part, like I think my last one was from, where was she from? Norway. And yeah, it was so cool. I still have like a postcard she sent me with like all the mountains. So we traded mountain pictures. So it's like I had
that's really sweet.
Yeah, it's I always feel bad because like I own a fiber business, so like obviously I feel like I should like pimp out my fiber package. But, and I feel like, I always feel like I do a good job, and then it never fails. Whoever sent it to me did, like, in my opinion, and they're always, like, apologetic of, like, oh, my last one who we've ended up being friends with was like, oh, I was so, like, nervous about sending you something, and it was, like, an amazing package. And so I think we're all, like, we all are self-conscious of our FiberShare packages, but.
Everybody is. And that's the one thing, like, if I could say to anybody who's hesitant about signing up for FiberShare is I've done this, like, 13 times. Officially, I swap a lot more, like, outside of FiberShare. And every single package I send, I get nervous about it. So it's completely normal.
But everybody always loves what they get. Like, I've never gotten one and been like, oh, well, this one sucks, you know? Like, you never get one like that. So... I'm really excited about it. So that, okay, well, I will definitely alert everyone to the next round of FiberShare if you're hearing this and you're like, man, I didn't sign up this time. But I feel like a lot of people I know are. I think I've been loud enough that they're everybody's coming around. And do you have any current, oh, there it goes. See, it's the light. I have like too much light in the house. It's horrible. I'm always either, I look like a ghost because it's like too bright, or if I like do all the shades, then it's really, really dark. So there's like no winning. So I'll crouch. But like, do you have any, what are you working on currently? Are you weaving or spinning or?
Right now I have a lot of computer related tasks. But I am, this weaving right here, it's huge. I've been working on that in my free time. But other than that, I've been working on a shop update for some yarn. But I don't know when that will get up.
Well, I know everybody will be excited when it is up. And I think I got to go yell at some children who are refusing to nap.
But so tell them to go back to sleep. You're not done yet.
Yeah, and I'm going to go like, yeah, I'm going to threaten them real good. And then my usual threat is, I'm tired. If you don't take a nap, I can't take a nap. And then I'll be really tired. So,
you guilt them.
I do. Well, the little one woke us up at 4 a.m. freaking out. And my husband and I go in there and we're like, what's wrong? And she had a nightmare that she was hungry. And then she would decided that meant she actually was hungry. It was like 4 a.m. So we were like, Dee Dee, just go back to bed. Like, we're not feeding you. Like, you should have eaten more dinner. Like, I don't know what to tell you. And, but then, of course, I couldn't get back to bed. So, and she's like, but I had a nightmare. And I'm like, well, eat. So yes, off to guilt the children. And thank you so much for doing this. I know we're both busy and have little kids, and I will definitely let you know when it's posted and what have you. And I will see you on the interwebs.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.